called coons.
Mm-hmm.
And dark complexed white man. And dark complexed white woman. All that kind of stuff.
Okay. Have you ever heard that word, how people call white people anything?
Pale faces.
Pale faces.
That's what the Indian call them.
Okay. Anything else?
No. That's just white people.
Oh.
Or white trash.
Oh. Okay. What might you call a child that has a white and a black parent? Is there a name for that type of child?
What?
A child that has a white and
a
black
hog? A sow hog?
Oh, really?
Is that what you...
Oh, no. What would you call a child that has a white and a black parent? Is there any kind of name for that you know?
Most people call them crossbreeds or mulattoes.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody called a Hoosier?
Oh yeah.
That's
North. Oh, now what state is the Hoosier from?
Indiana, maybe?
Well,
maybe it's an Indiana Hoosier. I believe that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Not lost.
You were talking about crackers before. What would qualify somebody to be called a cracker or to be a cracker?
Well, is he from Georgia? Alabama? Or Florida? And do you know where they got their name?
Mm-mm. No, tell me.
Had a long whip.
Well, this... Years ago, when there was a lot of logging in the country, and especially in Alabama, North Florida, and in Georgia, when they were stealing all that big fine timber up there, you might say, stealing it. Mm-hmm. They were cutting, and if you could cut across the line, why, it was still all right.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing that with oxen.
Mm.
And he had a long whip on a long stick. And you could hear that a-coming, you know, him a-cracking that whip, and yonder comes another cracker.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I always wondered where it came from.
The crackers are coming back. He's got another load or something, another like that, and coming back. He was cracking that whip, you know. And if he was in Alabama, he was Alabama cracker. If he's in Georgia, he's Georgia cracker. If he's in Florida, he's Florida cracker.
Well, I didn't know that at all. I always wondered where it came from. But.
Well, an old construction man that was a logger, and he was a builder, he was a brick mason, and all that kind of stuff from Wheeling, West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
But up in there around Bruton and Dothan, Alabama, and all through that country, he worked a lot in his younger days. And he's the man that told me. He asked me one time, he said, do you know where the Florida, Georgia, Alabama cracker got their name from? I said, no, I sure don't. Just crackers is all I know. And then that's the story that he told me. I've seen the ox team, seen them pulling logs, I've seen the mule team pulling them on the log cart.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Great.
Yeah.
Huh. Can you